And actually, I didn't even know I had a home phone. I just used my cell phone all the time. And, you know, got a just a good old original hardwired phone that plugs into the wall. And it's kind of refreshing. It's nice not to deal with that cell phone stuck to my head.
How very retro of you. I admire that. I just
very retro. I get that a lot.
Billy Ray, I was there from day one. You were in what town was it where Marshall University is? And I should have wrote this.
Huntington, West Virginia.
And you were playing local. Achy Breaky Heart came out. Now, just tell us in a couple of sentences how your life changed after that.
But first, I got to ask, what were you doing there?
I wasn't. I was actually in Columbia, Missouri, and I was just telling Charlie this. Every other call that came in wanted the Achy Breaky.
Oh, okay. You weren't in Huntington, West Virginia.
No, I was not.
Oh, okay. Well, you should have been. There was some fun times back there. And I was playing a little club called the Ragtime Lounge, and I had worked up the pretty much what became the original album, Some Gave All, including Some Gave All, Where Am I Gonna Live When I Get Home, She's Not Crying Anymore, I'm So Miserable Without You, It's Almost Like You're Here. I think I had a cover of These Boots Are Made for Walking that was,
really?
You know. Just kind of doing my thing of making the music real and had been spent over a decade working to get that record deal. So when things finally started happening, there I was, and I had already recorded Some Gave All, and it had already been, that's the song that I got signed on, the song I wrote about a Vietnam veteran in 1989. Mm-hmm. And everything just kind of blew up from there.
You know, and Billy, you're talking to everybody. We found out, you know, you got an album coming out on Father's Day, but I guess I didn't realize this. You and George Jones were exceptionally close, and tomorrow marks the one-year anniversary of his death.
Yes, that is correct. I had the honor of becoming his friend, and I cherish every moment. And thinking back on the way we became friends is it was an evolution that I look at. I wouldn't change a second of it. From the very first time he drove up my driveway and parked beside my teepee in a Cadillac. He's the only guy. We took four-wheelers and motorcycles to my teepee. Nobody had ever driven up in a Cadillac. And, you know what I mean? And it began from there. And, you know, it wasn't long after that he was in my kitchen. And on the kitchen wall was a letter handwritten from Johnny Cash. And George Jones read that letter and asked, "Have you ever met Johnny Cash?" And I said, "No, sir, but I've always wanted to thank him for writing this letter." And he said, "Well, he's down in Franklin right now. Let's go meet him." And George Jones drove me in his car to meet Johnny Cash.
Jeez, what a day!
Yeah, what a day. Yeah, was a day. And I look back on it now and go, wow, that has to be one of the greatest days I ever lived, you know. And then when George Jones and Loretta Lynn came in and joined me on the song that I had written called Country Music Has the Blues. And the song is a tip of the hat to our legends and a tip of the hat to those who opened the door up for all of us and to my country roots. And I thought, there's no one more perfect than George Jones and Loretta Lynn. And they both said yes. They both showed up. They both sang their butts off and signed the song in their own signature voices that, you know, I look back on it now, musically, you know, saying, wow, this is absolutely one of the best records and one of the most significant songs I've ever had a chance to sing, and to be joined by these two legends is just an honor.
We're talking right now with a great, that's with a capital G, Billy Ray Cyrus.
You know, Billy, I got to see you when I was 16 years old. My mother let me travel. You played the Brown County Arena here in Green Bay, and my mother took us, and it was the one and only time she felt ashamed of me, because you tossed a water bottle into the audience, and I'm not a violent person, but I almost beat down my friend that was with, and I still have that water bottle. The craziness, what's the craziest thing you have ever seen one of these crazy fans of yours ever do?
Well, one time, not as much as the fans, one time I was, and it might have been even on that tour. Do you remember if the Kentucky Headhunters was
yes,
the opening act?
That
wow,
was
that's a good
yes,
show.
Yes, that was wow. them.
Yeah. Well, earlier in that show, for some reason, when they were doing their show, they started throwing fruit at the audience. Do you remember that?
No.
Fruit from their dressing room.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was back in my dressing room, and I remember going, man, the headhunters are pelting the audience with fruit. and I'm going, no, this can't happen. And cantaloupe, watermelon.
Beautiful.
And I was like, what the heck, man? And it was pretty crazy. That is up there, that moment. It was probably that show.
In Green Bay? Yes. Oh, boy.
It was right up in there, for sure.
Oh. Can I take you back to Columbia, Missouri? You were working with Martina McBride?
Please do.
Oh, yeah. That was great. I worked security that night. Your manager stiffed me, so can I bill you for it?
Please. Was it? That was my...
It's $200.
Was it Jack McFadden?
Yes. So you guys owe me. I never got the money for that.
Yeah. Well, Jack was kind of my Colonel Parker.
So I'm just teasing you. That never happened.
If you got stiff, it was by the Colonel.
Yeah, you know, Billy Ray, continued success. The album is out on Father's Day. Thank you for calling us. Thank you for, you know, keeping George Jones alive in all our memories. And we wish you lots of luck. We're big fans. And say hi to Miley. We're all hanging and pulling for her. I hope she's feeling better.
Sure. Thank you for asking. She is feeling much, much better, though. She had walking pneumonia and a serious reaction to the antibiotics. All of the shows that were deemed canceled are just postponed. They're making those shows up in August, and so anybody that missed it, she's coming back to town, and she's almost well. I'd say she's about 95% right now.
Well, you need to come by and see us and bring the headhunters the way they believe the cantaloupe back in Kentucky, okay?
Oh, man, I'll just come. I'll look forward to coming up.
Anytime.
I'm going out on tour. I actually start my tour tomorrow in Sacramento, so I'm looking forward to getting back out on the road and headed to CMA Fest. You know, George Jones said it best, and I'll leave you with this. Country music is about the fans.
Amen.
Aww.
Billy, thanks. Continued success, buddy, and thanks for blessing us this morning, okay?